KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN Education Department says the matric pupil allegedly involved in a stabbing incident outside a Durban high school has risked finishing his final exams. The grade 12 pupil was arrested on Wednesday after he allegedly stabbed and robbed a 15-year-old learner in Mirbank. The teen, who was rushed to hospital, has since been discharged. They both attend Ganges Secondary School. The National Senior Certificate examinations are currently underway. The department's Muzi Mahlambi says the suspect must now face the consequences.
That's the first thing that he should have thought of the examination, that he's right. One, he is a learner. Two, he's not supposed to carry a knife to school. Three, that he's writing examination. So since he has committed crime, he must face the music.
All eyes will be on the Durban ICC today, where KZN Premier Tami Ntuli will convene a special meeting to address compliance by spaza shops and food safety concerns. Ntuli will be meeting with all KZN mayors and municipal managers in the next hour. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
Ntuli is expected to present the province's approach to addressing the draft municipal bylaws gazetted by the national government. The bylaws aim were put in place to regulate how these outlets operate in the country. In a statement, the Premier's office say they hope the meeting will show how the bylaws will boost township economies by creating a supportive environment for small businesses. The meeting will outline measures being implemented by the provincial government to tackle the rise in food poisoning cases that have affected children. The bylaws were put in place after a number of food poisoning cases were reported, which appeared to be linked to children buying snacks from spaza shops outside school. Last month in Umtubatuba, over 40 pupils fell ill after consuming snacks purchased from a vendor outside a school. In Gauteng, 6 children died in a similar incident in Naledi. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And abroad, Hamas is calling on any president, including Donald Trump, to take the necessary steps to stop the war in Gaza. An official for the group has told Sky News it's ready to secure a ceasefire deal immediately. But Dr. Bassem Naim says Israel hasn't put forward any serious proposal in months.
Unfortunately, Netanyahu preferred to go the other way. He committed at least 2-3 big massacres in Mawasi Khan Yunis in Gaza City. And then finally he assassinated our top leader, Ismail Haniyeh.
Meanwhile, a UN special committee report says policies and practices of Israel in its 13-month-old conflict with Hamas are consistent with the characteristics of genocide. The UN says there are also serious concerns that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza and is running an apartheid system in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. Thunder showers and showers predicted for KZN this afternoon. Durban, a high of 25. Pietermaritzburg, 28. Richards Bay, 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And coming up in your sports, the Springboks, they've made 12 changes to the team to face England at Twickenham on Saturday.
12?
Mike Tyson, yeah, 12 changes. Mike Tyson, he has slapped Jake Paul in the pre-match face-off.
Yeah, he stood on his toe.
Bafana Bafana face Uganda today in the AFCON 2025 qualifier.